Good afternoon. News time is 12 noon. I'm Rusty Melberg. 70 degrees outside, just above our scheduled high for the day, but not expecting it to get much warmer. We'll still keep it partly sunny, though, through your Tuesday. Nathan Popp will have to wait just over 30 years before he will have his first chance at parole. Judge Timothy Van Akron sentenced the 14-year-old Sheboygan male to life in prison in Sheboygan County Court this morning. A jury found him guilty back in June for his role in the death of Barbara Olson last September at her Sheboygan Falls residence. With his sentence, Judge Van Akron acknowledged the severity of the crime committed, which resulted in Olson being bludgeoned to death with a hammer and hatchet, but also recognized Popp was following the plan and actions set by Antonio Barbeau, the 14-year-old great-grandson of Olson. The sentence means Popp will be in prison at least until he turns 45 in December of 2043. Barbeau was sentenced Monday to life in prison for his role in the case, with his first chance at parole once he turns 50 in 2048. A Sheboygan man faces 20 counts of possessing child pornography. 41-year-old Todd Peterson made his initial appearance in Sheboygan County Court yesterday. According to the criminal complaint, local authorities were made aware back in early June of a residence on the 400th block of Niagara Avenue in Sheboygan, identified as Peterson's, that had used the internet to send and receive images of child pornography. When authorities contacted Peterson later last week about this, he allegedly admitted to have taken part in such activities for about a year. A review of an iPod found at least 20 images of boys and girls ranging in approximate ages from 2 to 10 in sexually explicit positions. Each count he faces could result in up to 25 years in prison if found guilty. We're hearing from people who saw a deadly hit-and-run accident on Milwaukee's east side Sunday night. Eric Grillert reports.
Dawn Talley is one of the people that witnessed the hit-and-run near Farwell and Irving Place. She says speeders have been a problem in the area for some time.
Most of the time, these people be flying down the street like it's a highway. I think they really should put a stop sign there and people won't get hurt like that.
A 48-year-old driver has been arrested. Neighbors say something needs to be done to slow down drivers in the area. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
A teenager has died after he fell from the back of a pickup truck while handling cattle at the Wisconsin State Fair. 19-year-old John Klostner of Mount Horeb died yesterday at Frederick Hospital. Authorities said Klostner and four others were riding in the back of the truck early on August 3rd, just outside the state fairgrounds. The truck was going under 20 miles an hour when the group urged the driver to speed up. Police said the vehicle accelerated quickly, causing Klostner and another passenger to be thrown from the open tailgate. Both landed on their feet, but Klostner fell back and hit his head on the asphalt. We know more about a former school administrator in Milwaukee. Ronnie Johnson of the YMCA Young Leaders Charter School is facing nearly two dozen charges related to child sex crimes. He is currently in Milwaukee County Jail. Angela Karen is the man's neighbor.
I've seen, you know, a lot of children come and go from his property, and I didn't know him well enough to know if they were his children and friends of his children.
Police say they found letters in his house from a man who claims to be one of his victims. Johnson's lawyers say he plans to fight the allegations. The National Weather Service has confirmed a sixth tornado that struck northeast Wisconsin last week, this one causing a trailer to flip in eastern Waupaca County, injuring two. Damage reports from last week's storms are still coming in. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says they have now topped $30 million.
We have approximately $25 million in private residential damage. In addition to that, we estimate about $6 million in public sector damage. So that would be damage to roadways, to bridges, to schools, public facilities, buildings, and so forth.
He says the damage to homes and businesses will not likely qualify for FEMA aid, but the public sector damage is getting close. A judge is deciding whether to raise the bond of a Michigan cancer doctor who is accused of intentionally misdiagnosing patients. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more.
The government says Dr. Fareed Fata ordered chemo and other treatments for patients who didn't need it or even have cancer. Prosecutors say Fata billed Medicare for tens of millions of dollars over a two-year period and has $9 million that hasn't been seized. They want his $170,000 bond to be closer to the higher number. The defense says the doctor did nothing wrong and is not a flight risk. Both sides have laid out their cases, and the judge says he needs some time to decide what to do with the bond. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A health official expects the Milwaukee area to start getting human cases of the West Nile virus in the next week or two. Paul Bezitsky of the Milwaukee Health Department says the probability of human cases has just gone up after mosquitoes in three traps around the city tested positive for West Nile. As of last week, state officials reported only one human case of the mosquito-borne West Nile virus this year. That was in Dane County, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control had not confirmed the case yet. At least 31 birds from throughout the Badger State have died from the virus. A cool, dry summer is still causing problems for Wisconsin farmers. The National Ag Statistics Service says the Badger State has had below normal temperatures for three straight weeks, and crops that were planted late need more heat. It's also starting to get dry again. 44% of the topsoil on Wisconsin fields remains short or very short of moisture. And an explosion heard in the city of Fond du Lac Sunday morning was likely a squirrel in the wrong place at the wrong time. Alliant Energy officials say a squirrel on a line caused a fuse to open at the Macy Street substation around 5:42 a.m. That caused a power outage for about 750 customers while repairs were made. The outage lasted about 2 hours and 20 minutes. Quick check of your forecast again. Partly sunny skies for your Tuesday. Still cooler than normal, 68 degrees. Expecting those cooler than normal temperatures through the rest of your work week. WHBL News Time, 12:06. I'm Rusty Melberg. Now to head on back to Rush Limbaugh.